dearly beloved. We are gathered here today to get through this thing called life.
Hey, and that is me. How are you guys? I hope you are well. Just wanted you to know that I tried recording this show yesterday three times, and I kept having problems. And I found myself just laughing silly, because sometimes you just have to. And I literally just stopped it, said, not my circus, not my monkeys, and I walked away. Today, so far it's going well. I hope all of you are going well, or doing well. It's a beautiful day. Slowed a little bit here last night, but not much. So, I want to first begin by saying thank you to every single person who took the time to write to me about the last two shows, to go into my website, thenuima.com, nuimahh.com, and actually go to the Reset Yourself 22 podcast and subscribe. That, again, very thankful. Makes it easier for me, because I'm not one to just send out emails to every single body, or every single one. It's just, I don't know. I just think it's weird. So if you like this show and you want to continue to hear more, please visit www.nuimahh.com / reset yourself and reset yourself 22. And just scroll down. This is another place where I will be posting these episodes, so you don't have to go to Spreaker. And there's also a spot where you can subscribe. So then, what I could do is upon finishing the email, the shows, I could just email you. Make life so much easier, and you can listen to it at your wonderful leisure. But anyway, thank you. So, last week's show was, I thought, would be a little bit difficult for people, because it is about taking blame, and that is something that people have such a freaking problem with. I don't understand why. It's not a big deal. If it's your fault, take the blame. If you do something wrong, just say you're sorry. I've been married twice. I know what it's like to say you're sorry constantly. Yes, that's funny. Sometimes it's just, I don't know. I don't care. It's I don't have the ego for that. If I do something wrong, it's my fault. And as you know, if you're married, if they do something wrong, it's still your fault. But anyway, so hey, happy wife, happy life. So today's show is a little bit different. Today's show is a different topic. This one is more focused on you again, but as for why you are here. Yes, why are you here? Is it to pay bills? Is it to meet your soul partner, have children? Attain the dream home with the white picket fence, and of course, adopt a dog or a cat. I don't know about everything else, but at least the adoption part, I think, is pretty cool. Yes, everybody here, that should be your focus, is to adopt. That's the only reason you're really here. That is your purpose. But while we're here for a short time on this wonderful planet, so many of us get lost with our goals. We work hard and strive to live a more comfortable life, which is awesome. You should. There truly is nothing wrong with wanting more and wanting better for ourselves and our family and to resolve the issues we have. But the problem is when we start to focus a little bit too much on those things, on the material things, on wanting bigger and better to the point, again, that we lose balance. And all we focus on is those things. And not the little things, those moments that you look back. Like, there are many of you that I think will grasp this when I say, do you remember your first junky car? Do you remember your first apartment? I do. And I can't help but get emotional, because it's as crappy as that car was, or as small as your first apartment was, you never forget those things. They mean so much to you. It's where you started, and you always see them as a starting point. and it means a lot. A few years ago, things lined up for me, and I was able to make money, but I found myself giving back more and more at the same time. So, see what I mean? Balance. During these years, I felt so alive and connected to my life's purpose. I discovered how to inject passion and determination into every activity I undertook. And I learned how purpose can bring an aspect of fun and fulfillment to virtually everything I did. In a few minutes today, I would like to help, or at least try to help you uncover the possibilities of truly connecting with your purpose. Each and every one of you are so amazing in your own way. I know you are. Don't laugh at me, and I know Melissa will be rolling her eyes when she hears this, but I would like to, just for a moment, please, bear with me. I want to compare you all to superheroes. Hold on one second. Something I think I forgot. Okay, so I want to compare you all to superheroes. Why? Because to me, you all have powers. To me, you all have a inner skill or talent that each one of you have. And I can't help but think it's amazing. Many of you won't even admit to it, but you do. You all have something. There's that something that every single one of you has. So, and actually this goes both ways, because there are people that we all know that honestly would not be a superhero, but probably a supervillain. But hey, yin and yang, the world will always need both. Without darkness, there's no light. So superheroes, Jimmy, yes. Sounds ridiculous, but it's not. You are amazing. You are spectacular. And when push comes to shove, you all have accomplished some amazing feats. Don't sell yourself short. I know what I am saying resonates with you, because I too have found myself lost at times. But you know what? No more. Like, there's no reason for it. There's no reason for us to keep doing this. It's just this revolving door of sadness and guilt, and it's stupid. It's a waste of time. There are so many of those out there who are getting that piece of the pie, and then there are those of us who won't even get into the kitchen and start baking. We'd rather complain. It's sad. So, you know, life is way too short to focus on the negative instead of just learning from it, then allowing ourselves to learn and grow. This is an attitude that we have to keep daily. We have to reinforce it. Keep focused on who you truly are and what you are about. Hey, you see, without a purpose in life, it's easy to get sidetracked on your life's journey. It's easy to wander and drift. And before you know it, realize you've accomplished little. Living with a purpose, everything in life seems to fall into place. No more downward spiral moments. No more feelings of drowning. We've all been there. When something shitty does happen, as it should because it's part of life, it will keep the balance. And you'll be able to control even the shittiest of moments. When the drama hits, you'll be able to figure it out. And you'll appreciate the good times even more. But when things happen, you're quicker to accept them and get yourself back on the right path. And that's when you don don your cape and be the badass superhero that you are, instead of the pain in the ass person that many of us, hopefully you're not one, but so many of us know them. These are the people that just complain. These are the people that depress everybody around us. You know what? That's interesting. Talking about supervillains makes you wonder. Maybe the supervillains could create their own group called the Legion of Gloom and Doom. This team would include supervillains like Debbie Downer, Negative Nancy, and Chris the Complainer. What a miserable bunch. Think about it. At this moment, which team do you personally, you, yes, you, I'm talking about you. Yeah, now I'm totally directing this to you specifically. Yes, you. Are you one of them? Are you a Debbie Downer? Are you a Negative Nancy or Chris Complainer? It's easy to fall into that trap. Trust me, life can get in the way and turn us evil. Turn us into these pain in the asses. instead of being a badass. Are you good or are you miserable? Well, if life seems to keep making you feel like one of the Legion of Doom, know that you, and only you, do have the power. Let me move this thing. Do have the power to change. It's not that difficult. And I'm not one to compare, but there are those in much shittier situations than you standing up, dusting themselves off, and destroying whatever, you ready? Kryptonite you have allowed to keep you from being happy and receiving all of the things you want in life. All the things that I want you to have in life. And, you know, when you have these shitty attitudes, it's going to make it so much more difficult for you. And that's when you will go down the downward spiral and you're going to feel like you're drowning. And it's a horrible feeling. But on the drop of a dime, honest to God, and I know you've done it already, that's the thing. Each and every one of you have done it. You have made a choice at some point in your life to step up and make things better, to make a change, because it was something that you truly, 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 times that by like another 100, wanted. And when you did, you made it happen. When you are truly and passionately on key, on purpose, like you know exactly what you want, the people and the resources and opportunities you need naturally gravitate towards you. Remember, the Debbie Downers, the Negative Nancys, and the Chris Complainers, they push people away. Nobody wants to hang out with them. But when you create a positive attitude and you surround yourself with that energy, before you know it, it does happen. You start to get doors start to open. Things start to change for you. It's an amazing feeling. I've done it, and I know you've done it. And I know many of you are going to say, but Jimmy, it's not easy. Here's the thing. It is easy. It is easy, and it's very doable. But the thing is, you have to be able to be positive and believe in yourself. And once you do, you will figure it out, and all of a sudden, you'll come to me and you'll say,
that was easy.
And it is. It really does become that easy. I know that was cheesy, but I don't care. You have already done amazing things in your life, and you have already put your mind to reaching certain goals. So just focus on it. Do it again and again. Get that momentum going, and you cannot be stopped. And when you do this, if you have children, if you have friends, it's like it's a positive energy, and they'll be like this. Your children will learn from you. They'll see that you're not one to be fooled around with, that you are focused on what needs to be done from morning to night every single day, and you become an inspiration for those around you. The first obstacle still is a very difficult one before you even start on this. It is, you ready? We each have to decide for ourselves what success actually is. Not what your loved ones think your success is or your friends and family. It is what you want. What do you see as success? It does not matter if you want to be a butcher, a baker, a candlestick maker, or a multimillionaire. You must choose goals based on your values. Excuse me. And be honest and realistic. I'm going to repeat that part, that last part, which was actually the most important. Be honest and realistic. Then you will figure out what is best, the best path for you to achieve them. To succeed, we must embrace all of our realities, especially the harsh realities that we wish we weren't, that weren't true. Yes, we are now stepping into that dark realm of reality that is what deters us all, is the thoughts. I'm lazy. I have no goals. I have no drive. And actually, the most popular one is, I don't know what I want to do. And this is something I've been thinking about for the past few days. The thing is, you do. When you see those young kids walking around, you know, the typical, hey kid, what do you want to do? And it's like, I don't know. Trust me, at some point they did. And what ends up happening is someone, some either TV, a celebrity, a family member, a friend told them, that's stupid. And those are the things that really like could screw somebody up and really think that their goals, dreams, or whatever are just dumb. And they're not. There are people, there are millionaires, billionaires that have had dreams and goals that sounded ridiculous. They ran with it to the very end and they did it. They accomplished it. So if somebody comes to you asking you for your advice about like a dream or a goal, even if you think it's silly, understand what you're basing it on is how you see things, how you perceive things. So in your world, you wouldn't do it. It's silly. But if anything, help fuel them. Help inspire them. You know, have them, it's almost like help them debunk it if it's not true. You know, tell them where to read, what to go. Like, follow people that have already done it. Everything that's been, that you want to do has been somewhat done. So it's just basically research, find somebody who's already done something similar to it. And then at that point is when you could see if it's, you know, worth it, if it's worth doing it. So to succeed, we must embrace all of our realities, especially the harsh realities. Yes, you have to be realistic and honest to yourself. And as long as you can look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself that you are completely and totally happy and fulfilled with your life, well, if you can, then so be it. If you can't, then there's something hiding in there. It's almost like shadow work that needs to be done. What is the truth that's hiding behind you that's not letting you be the person that you want to be? Are you truly happy? Just know that society in general has such a fondness of making certain people famous and then placing them on the pedestals and glorifying them. I will not mention names because I have never swooned over celebrities, and I'm not knocking them because many of them are inspiring and amazing. But know that the material things that follow this lifestyle that they have, you can have. Everything that I have, you can have. When it comes down to it, that world, that chasing the material, it's just stuff. But know that if you have a life purpose, and hopefully it's not just to collect stuff, you can change the world. Like, honestly, like, it's more than that. You know, success should not be measured by just making money. Success, by the end of the day, should be happiness. You know, there are people that don't have a lot of money, that work blue-collar jobs, you know, could barely make ends meet, but they appreciate the little home they have. They appreciate the rinky-dinky car they have because it makes them feel good about themselves. It's what they are able to connect with, and in their minds, they are successful, and they are truly, truly happy. So again, it's like success is in the eye of the beholder. So take a minute, and in your own mind, or on a piece of paper, write a list of things that are amazing about yourself. This is where I want to detach you from everybody else. I'm speaking directly to you. What makes you different from everyone else? So before we start talking about the big dream of like what your purpose is and everything, well, let's break you down, you yourself. What is different from you than everybody else? And again, don't be modest, be honest. Trust me, there are many things. And if you can't think of anything at the moment, ask your friends, ask your loved ones, ask your dog. Let me begin to help you right now by saying you are pretty badass. Like, you have already been through so much in your life. Most of you listening, I don't even know who you are. And I could guarantee it that by this point in your life, you have jumped through hoops and gone over obstacles to get where you are. Now, again, don't start to compare where you are to where, you know, Elon Musk is. Like, he's also had to jump through hoops. You know, a lot of these people that are already, you know, doing well for themselves, I'd rather say it that way, they've had a lot of failures in their life. And it's, you know, people tend to not see that. They tend to see the end result. With you, we're working in the part of going through what needs to be done to get to that point. And many of you may already be at that point. So again, success is in the eye of the beholder. So it is more than working and spending money and eating and pooping and sleeping to know that you are a lot more special than that. That is, you know, for many, that's a typical life, but you are a walking, talking, breathing miracle. And I can prove that right now. Your veins, okay, we're going to go into your body. Okay. Your veins, capillaries, and arteries, which stretch more than 60,000 miles if laid out flat. That's going on right now inside of you. You lose 200 million skin cells every hour. And these dead skin cells can actually decrease air pollution. Bacteria in your gut can influence your mood. Your heart rate and breathing can sync up to music you're listening to. I know that's a pretty cool one. The human nose can detect about 1 trillion smells. Your tongue is made up of 8 interwoven muscles, similar in structure to an elephant's trunk or an octopus's tentacle. I know. Those that are listening, you're like, Jimmy, wow, these sights are amazing. Well, don't stop because I'm not going to. Hold on. The heart beats more than 3 billion times in the average human lifespan. Blushing is caused by a rush of adrenaline. And one more. 100,000 miles of blood vessels are in your body right now. I know you're all amazed. I love science. And you're wondering why all these weird stats. Well, because without you knowing, as you go about your day right now, at this moment, as you're listening to this, there is an amazing world going on inside of you. So while all this is happening inside of you to allow you to live the life you are, what are you doing with your life? Get it? Like, that's how amazing you are. Like, right now, you're just sitting here listening to my voice, relaxed. And all of this is going on inside of you. And more. Like, I only mentioned a few weird things. Like, you know, there's cells. The blood is flowing. The heart is beating. Your lungs are breathing. And all this is to keep you going. To keep you upright and ready to go on your next adventure, your next challenge. So while this is happening, why not do something? Why not make it worth your while? Shine. You're worth it. Like, totally. Like, I don't know. But I know many of you are like, but Jimmy, I still do not know what my purpose is. Well, providing for yourself and family, living a successful life, making friends and enjoying those around you, traveling around the world are all wonderful things. And they may be why you are here. Because during those moments, you're connecting with other people, you're inspiring people. You don't even have to talk to people to touch people spiritually. Like, you can inspire those just by them looking at you, by feeling your positive energy. But these are the moments that only you know. And most people don't wake up one day and have that eureka moment and suddenly know what their purpose in life is. I have, which I'm blessed twice to have woken up from dreams and said, you know, that's what I want to do. So you do have to discover your purpose by trial and error. What's important here is that you try new things every single day. Remember, nothing is silly. If you wake up and think, I want to kayak a river, do it. I want to learn how to ride a bicycle, do it. I want to, you know, be a manager at a business or own a business, do it. Try it. Don't fear it. Be real. Again, the key is to always be realistic and honest with yourself. Of course, you could ask advice of people, but please be careful of who you ask. Sometimes your friends are friends, and sometimes they tend to be jealous of you. So again, just, you know, keep that in mind. But here's a little guidance to help you solve this conundrum. A thing I teach people during my therapy sessions at Nuima Hypnosis and Healing is a very helpful thing to do and learn about yourself in general. See yourself from across the room. I actually have done this in hypnosis. When at work, when you're with friends, family, or just out and about. If you had to rate, or let's say grade yourself, how would you do? Would you like you? Would you be attracted to you as a friend? What could you change, if anything? Be honest. We already know that you are not perfect. Again, I don't know. I mean, you specifically. You. Yes, you. Sorry, you're not perfect, but neither am I. That's what makes us human, and that's actually what makes us awesome, because every day we're learning from our mistakes. And from my mistakes, hopefully you will learn. And from your mistakes, I will learn. But you are a product of your environment, and possibly many of us have had a tough upbringing. So much that it defines us, and we learn, and it's basically, we learn from these mistakes, and a lot of it is learned behavior. So if you're not happy, again, no, you can change it. For many of us, we could change it quickly. For others, it could take days, months, or years. But you start focusing that energy towards wanting to better yourself. You just first have to be aware of it. Then you make some changes. And of course, baby steps. It's like joining the gym. Don't join the gym and start going 10 times a week on a 7-day week. Go 3 times a week. Go once a week. Like everything, in moderation, slowly, you work yourself up, you build slowly. Now, excuse me, here is a few questions I feel can help you figure out your purpose. Question number 1, where are you now in life? That's it. Where are you now in life? So, next question, whose life are you actually living? Are you living for yourself? Are you living for others? Or are you living the life that others want you to live? Next question. How do you want to see yourself? Think about that for a second. How do you want to see yourself? Next question. How do you want to be remembered? I know, hopefully many of us will live forever, but still. When you die, what do you want people to say about you at your funeral? What comments do you want to hear? Because if, you know, when I die, I will most likely, my spirit will be at the funeral walking around and listening. Will finding your life purpose actually make you happy? Because although this is all about finding your life purpose, I tend to be open-minded about it. And there's many people that would rather just be happy just living the 9-to-5 and, you know, the basic life, which is fine. So that's why I have to put this out there. Will finding your life even make you happy? And if not, then it's up to you. Know that your purpose is a path and not a destination. So again, this isn't about Jimmy said this, this, and that, so I need today to find out what my purpose is, because if not, I'm a loser, if something's wrong with me. As I said in the last show, you're not broken. But the purpose is a path. And with paths come, it's a beautiful ride. You learn, you enjoy, you learn more and more about yourself every single day. Your strengths and your weaknesses. And that's what makes you amazing. So again, it's not a destination. I hope this has left you thinking about your past, your present, and bettering your future. Because all I want to do is have you live a much better life. That's pretty much what it is. And only you know what a better life is for you. So as long as in your mind you're pleased and happy with your life, then I'm happy. Because that's all I'm doing this show for, really. It's just to make sure that everybody I know, and those that I know personally, and those that I don't even know, and that I'm going to meet in the very near future, or far future, live a happy life. And that you are fulfilled. Remember that mirror. If you get a chance today, let's just consider a little bit of homework. Go up to your mirror and just look at yourself. Think about what you've done, what you've accomplished, who you are. And if you can, which I dare you, it's a challenge. Tell yourself that you love yourself. If you've done anything wrong in your life that's haunting you, tell yourself that you forgive yourself. Let it go. Truly let it go. It's not important. Let's see. So, and this was episode 3. So I want to thank those that have been listening so far. Thank you, thank you, thank you. To those that have commented again and shared my podcast on their social media and with friends and family already, which is pretty cool. Thank you. Your comments inspire me and allow me to know my purpose. I love you all, and I want you to live a wonderful and happy, healthy, and very fulfilled life. And yes, many of us go off path from time to time, and some of us even go down some of those rabbit holes. It happens. And it will continue to happen because we must continue to learn from these pitfalls. But the issue is how you react to them. Remember that superhero? Yes. Wear your cape proudly and let the world see how awesome you truly are, because you are, and I know it. Do not give up. I am here, and so are others, to help guide you and keep you on the path of accomplishing your purpose on this planet. Just being healthy and being happy. Let's see. It's a little dark in this room. So this Wednesday, which is tomorrow, which is the fourth Wednesday of the month, for those that do not know, every second and fourth Wednesday of the month is our Mind's Eye Meditation evening. It's from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. We usually meet someplace publicly, but because of COVID, we've just pulled back and we're just doing it on Facebook Live. It's a little bit safer for right now than to reunite. So to watch the meditation, please visit facebook.com/mymindseyemeditation. And if you can't, feel free to visit noemahh.com/videos. That's always on. So I greatly appreciate your time. Please visit www.noema, noemahh.com/resetyourself22. Scroll down and please subscribe and leave a comment. I greatly, 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 greatly appreciate it. It means the world to me. So, let me get this a little ready. This is Jimmy Gonzalez. And, I don't know. I love you all and I appreciate your time. Your time for me is very valuable. Whether right now you're walking, you're meditating, you're at work, you're driving, be safe, have a beautiful day. So, just a little reminder to help control the pet population, have your pets spayed or neutered, and of course, please adopt.